Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Khazanchi Jewellers Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Harshil Ghanshyani from Kirin Advisors for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all on the conference call of Khazanchi Jewellers Limited for Q2 and H1 FY26. From the management team, we have Mr. Rajesh Mehta, Chairman and Joint Managing Director. We have Mr. Vikas Mehta, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Rajesh Mehta. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Harshil. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. It's my pleasure to present an update on Khazanchi Jewellers' operational and financial performance for the first half of FY26. A brief about the company: since our inception in 1971, Khazanchi Jewellers has been synonymous with craftsmanship, purity, and design excellence. Over the past 5 decades, we have built a strong presence across both wholesale and retail segments. Our BIS hallmark certification, recognition as an authorized dealer on the India International Bullion Exchange, and our BSE SME listing in August 2023 underscore our commitment to quality, transparency, sustainable value creation. Business and strategic update: the first half of FY26 was characterized by steady, broad-based growth. We strengthened our operational foundation, expanded our customer reach, and continued to differentiate through design-led offering across both business verticals. One of the verticals is B2B wholesale business. Our wholesale segment delivered healthy performance, supported by consistent order inflow from leading jewelry houses, distributors, and retailers across India. Institutional demand remains robust, aided by the accelerating shift towards organized player and the growing preference to BIS hallmark jewelry. A major highlight was the significant expansion of our B2B customer base, which has reached 2,000 active customers. This strong growth reflects the increased acceptance of our design capabilities, dependable fulfillment, and customer-centric approach. Our design strength and efficient distribution network enabled us to execute large volume orders with precision and timely delivery, further reinforcing our leadership position in the wholesale gold jewelry segment. Now, another leg, retail business. Our B2C vertical continued to perform steadily, driven by our own flagship showroom in Sowcarpet, Chennai. This outlet remains central to our brand visibility, customer engagement, and retail-led demand. I would be happy to make you all know that the puja for our upcoming 10,000 square feet large format showroom in Chennai is scheduled for 12th December 2025. Followed by a grand launch in mid-January 2026, coinciding with the Pongal festival season. This showroom represents a major strategic milestone and is expected to contribute approximately 550 crores annually to the top line in upcoming years, along with meaningful improvement in profitability, given the high margin profile of B2C operations. Starting FY26, we expect the B2C contribution to raise from current single-digit level to approximately 20-25%, significantly strengthening blended margins and driving a structurally enhanced earning profile. Expansion into diamonds. As we have introduced our brand Vajra, during the period, our premium natural diamond jewelry line features lightweight, contemporary designs tailored to evolving customer preferences. Vajra received exceptional traction as it debuted during the Gem & Jewelry Fair 2025, which we secured an impressive order book within just 1 month. This validates our design, leadership, and position us strongly within a high-value, structurally margin-accretive category. Our new product segment. The fine silver jewelry market in India continued to expand, driven by affordability, contemporary design, and strong youth-led demand. To capture this opportunity, we are planning to foray in coming quarters a dedicated fine silver jewelry line featuring modern, lightweight collection. This initiative will deepen our presence across both retail and wholesale channels and further diversify our product architecture. Now coming to the digital transformation, we are making steady progress in strengthening our digital backbone. Our key initiatives include implementation of an advanced ERP system for end-to-end integration, adoption of intelligent inventory replenishment tool for improving stock efficiency, investment in and strengthening e-commerce and digital engagement platform to enhance customer reach. These initiatives will support scalable growth, better operating discipline, and improved working capital efficiency. Now, our CFO, Vikash Mehta, will represent the key financials. Thank you,
Rajesh Mehta. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I am pleased to share the strong financial performance for Q2 and H1 FY26. Q2 FY26 revenue 548.92 crore, up by 46.25% year on year. EBITDA 32.62 crore, up by 112.86% year on year. EBITDA margin 5.94%, expanding 186 bps year on year. PAT 23.54 crore, up by 119.41% year on year. EPS 9.52, up by 118.35% year on year. Q2 reflects strong operating leverage, better product mix, and consistent across the business segment. H1 FY26 revenue 952.76 crores, up by 25.94% year on year. EBITDA 53.78 crores, up by 86.81% year on year. EBITDA margin 5.64%, expanding 184 bps year on year. PAT 38.70 crores, up by 93.66% year on year. EPS 15.64%, up by 93.56% year on year. H1 performance highlights the disciplined growth, higher inventory efficiency, and increased contribution from premium categories. Forward looking, as we enter the second half of the year, our focus remains on executing initiatives that enhance sales, strengthen the margins, and improve the capital efficiency. The expansion of our retail footprint continues momentum in designing that category and planned introductions of the new product line posting up for the sustainable performance. We remain committed to enhance shareholders' value through disciplined financial management and prudent capital allocation, strong corporate governance and transparency, and compliance continue to guide our business as we come to the closing statement. In closing, FY26 has begun on a strong note with a broader base growth, expanding market reach, and meaningful progress across the strategic initiatives. With the strengthened business model, a growing customer base, and a clear margin accretive roadmap, We are confident on delivering the sustainability and the profitable growth in the year ahead. We deeply appreciate the trust and support of our shareholders, customers, partners, and employees. With these remarks, we now open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll begin with a question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Aditi Roy from Patel Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening. I have a couple of questions with me. First, I want to know how do margin profile differ across the three segments, like wholesale, retail, and bullion?
You want the three details of the margins of various segments, right?
Yes, correct, sir.
Yeah. Bullion, we are operating at a margin of 1-1.5%. And B2B gold ornaments, we are operating around 4.5-5%. And the retail segment is fetching margins of 9-10%.
Okay, sir. And sir, wholesale requires strong inventory turnover. So how do you manage inventory days and working capital cycles?
That's what, as on when requirement, the working capital is, what they say, as we receive orders. And based on that, the raw materials is sent for the manufacturing and simultaneously as per the requirement of particular varieties of ornaments, it is manufactured and the cycle rolls accordingly.
And sir, are you exploring any institutional orders like large chains or stores or beyond your existing 1000 B2B brands?
Yeah, we are expanding towards various multi-branch business group, and we are expanding also the diversified clients all over South India, and we are adding up clients pan India also.
Okay, sir. And what percent of wholesale revenue is from B2B clients, long-standing?
I couldn't get you.
What is the
ratio of business with B2B and B2C? You are asking that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yes, in between 90-95, in between 90% is of B2B and 10% is of B2C segment.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you for my time.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Arpan Kothari from 915 FinTech Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on the great set of numbers. My question is on the volume. If you see year on year growth in terms of volume, it has been flattish considering the dollar and the gold prices in INR. And also on Q1Q, it has been around 18-20%. Are the numbers correct?
Yeah, numbers are perfectly correct, but there is a reduction in the what the low margin segment as the bullion sales has been reduced and the ornament sales and B2B ornament sales have improved. That's what the final fat margins have improved and EBITDA has improved.
Okay, the next question is on the new showrooms inventory. You raised 20 CR in 2023 for the inventory cost, but the prices have almost doubled from 2023 to today. So how are you going to manage inventory? Are you going to reduce the inventory or are you going to fund it internally?
It is already funded internally, and we are comfort on the inventory zone, and we are going to operate it with the current inventory and going to open the new showroom also. And on the further expansion, if anything is required, management will decide accordingly.
Okay, so what would be the inventory cost right now for the new showroom that you have kept aside?
That's what, roughly we are planning somewhere around 150 crores of inventory for the new store.
Okay, and that will be funded by internal approvals?
Yes.
Okay, fine. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Our next question comes from the line of Atharv Sayed from Smart Science. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Atharv Sayed here from Smart Science Services. Thank you for the opportunity. I have some questions like, hello. Yeah. So, like, I have a question.
Louder, please.
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Mr. Sayed, if you are using Bluetooth, can you remove the Bluetooth and speak because there are a lot of background noises coming.
Okay. Now am I audible?
That's loud.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So, sir, I have a question on this, like, higher gold prices have impacted sales of every other listed jewelry company, and sales have only marginally increased from the same quarter year before, even during festive season. So will this trend of slow demand in jewelry will continue for further quarters due to high gold prices?
No, the prices have increased, and because since it has taken a period of time of nearly 2.5 months have gone, the prices have increased, and slowly the prices are being digested into the consumer's system. So we are expecting a better, even the October month was better, and we are expecting a better quarter upcoming.
Okay, sir. And my another question is just like, sir, what is the reason for increase in our short-term provision in this quarter?
So, as per the demand for October sales was very good, and we have got stocks on credit basis from the creditors. So, the short terms have been increased, and on the upcoming days, it has been neutralized.
Okay. And, sir, when we will expect this 10,000 express showroom will be operational? Since two quarters, you are saying it will operate. And like it,
we are very glad to inform you that on 12th of December we are having an puja for opening of the showroom, and the operation will start in the second week, that is Pongal season, which is the prime season. The operation will start for the new showroom.
Okay, so operation will start in Pongal.
Yeah.
Okay. And sir, like, is there any seasonality in our business?
No, as in the south segment already previously I have defined that all the seasons have been uniformly divided in the four segments also. As say, first quarter has an Akshaya Tritiya, second quarter we have got various festival seasons, and third quarter we have got Diwali and marriage seasons, and from fourth quarter we have Pongal. So all the four quarters are equally divided. Mostly every quarter works good.
Okay, sir. And one last question on this, like, what are the measures we are taking apart from entering into lighter weight jewelry, as there is a huge volatility in gold prices? So what are the measures we are taking?
That's what since we are into the refilling segment, and as we sell gold, we repurchase it. And we are introducing various other jewelry along with the lightweight jewelry, fusion jewelries, and all minimal jewelries also. As per the rate increases and as per the customer's ticket size, we have been approaching on various different type of products. And we are fulfilling the requirement. And as you see on the results, we have improved on the ornament sales in this quarter also. This shows that our product and our creativity have always been accepted into the market widely. So we are working on it, and we are in touch with the market requirement.
And so 90% revenue comes from B2B segment. So out of this 90% segment, B2B segment, how much revenue comes from bullion segment?
So overall, that's what the bullion contributes around 25% of the total volume.
25%. Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vishal Shah an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Congratulations to the entire team of Kazanchi on excellent numbers.
Thank you.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir. If you could be little louder, it would be better.
Yes, sir. Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, for the second half, what would be the top line guidance and the margin guidance?
The second half would be quite better than this. We are expecting a better margin as we are going to add up, few months of sale for the new retail showroom also. So since that is a better margin segment, that is going to add up an additional bottom line. And the top line is going to grow as demand is good and every festival season is there and upcoming, post-Pongal marriage seasons are there in South India. So, we are expecting a better H2.
Okay. So, one more question. So, besides Tamil Nadu, are there any plans to expand into any other states as well?
That was initially, since our company stands strong in the south region in Tamil Nadu. So, our initial expansion plans are here in South India only. And later on a later stage, we may even expand geographically to the northern part of.
Okay. Sir, and how is the response to the lab-grown diamonds?
Lab-grown diamonds are, demand is little less because in that lab-grown diamonds, solitaire's demand is better. And here in the south, people prefer natural diamonds only.
Understood. Okay. Thank you very much, sir. And I'll jump back into you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Shubhanu from 3Head Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hope I am audible. Congratulations for good set of number. Sir, can you help me?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Go through.
Sir, can you repeat our interest segment margin one more time? Sorry, I missed that.
Segment margins you are talking about?
Sir, only retail segment margin. Can you repeat that?
Segment margin. Yeah. Currently, we are operating retail segment margin of 9 to 10%. In the upcoming stores, since we are going to add premium jewelry and all, so the margins are going to improve. We are expecting somewhere around 12 to 13%.
12 to 13% we are expecting. Okay. What is our current quarter volume growth? Hello.
Current quarter. We have the top line. We have reached 952 crore.
Sir. Volume growth.
What?
Volume. Sir, I wanted to understand volume growth.
Volume in the quantum segment, you say?
Yes. Quantity.
Quantity-wise. Quantity-wise, we have grown by
11%. 7%. And we are diminishing our bullion sales, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sir, one confirmation question from my side. After the new quarter, new showroom operationalized, our B2C revenue mix will be 25%. Are you targeting?
Yeah. In the upcoming years, we are going to reach the overall sale of our B2C sales of 20 to 25%. Yeah.
But after the bullion mix will be reducing, our automatically B2C sale will be improved. Am I right?
That's right. It's an overall whatever the top line we achieve, since the bullion sales is gradually, we are reducing it and we are focusing on higher margin segments and jewelry. So overall, in the upcoming years, our retail share would be somewhere around 20 to 25% in the total top line.
20 to 25%, we are targeting. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Riya Shah from Orient Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a few questions. The Vajra Diamond line was launched recently. What traction have you seen in Q2 and H1 FY26?
Yeah, we have launched our brand Vajra Diamond. Yeah, there is the demand is good, and it has been accepted by major of the B2B clients.
Okay.
It is a natural diamond brand. Since in South India, natural diamond is preferable rather than natural.
Okay. And what percentage of your sales mix do you aim for diamonds over the next 2 to 3 years?
Over the upcoming 2 to 3 years, we are expecting diamond sales to be a part of around total top line somewhere around 5 to 10%.
And how do diamond margins compare against gold margins?
Overall, diamond jewelry margins are better than the gold jewelry margins. Diamond jewelry margins work around for B2B segment, it works around somewhere around 10 to 12%. And for the retail segment, it is somewhere around 16 to 18%.
Okay, thank you. I have a few more questions. Do you plan to introduce solitaire certified diamond lines or everyday wear diamond capsules to drive younger customers?
Yeah, in natural diamonds, we will be operating with the, any requirements of solitaires also we can fulfill. And about that lab-grown diamonds demand is slow here. So we are not working on that. We are working on natural diamonds only.
Oh, one last question. Will Vajra Diamonds be a separate retail identity in the future?
Yeah, we are promoting with Khazanchi Jewelers now. On a later stage, we are on the plans that we are going to expand it into a separate brand.
Oh, thank you so much. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Sanjay Abar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Sir, good evening, sir.
Very good evening.
Yes, sir. I am very related to share price of the company.
Yeah.
It's nearly trading 730 and lot price of 250 shares. Okay.
Okay.
I say retail small investor, many people are not able to invest in company.
Okay.
So company have any plan related to this, like stock split or bonus? So can a small investor can invest it in company?
Since we are into the SME segment, it is a lot size trading only. And on a future date, we will plan so that even retail investors could invest.
Okay. So it's easily available for retailers, small investors.
Yes, yes. The exchange permits in lot size only for SME segment.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Seth from VY Capital. Please go ahead. Mr. Seth, you may proceed ahead with the question. As there are no response from the participant, we'll move forward to the next participant. The next question comes from the line of Priya Jain from Green Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Am I on to this?
Yes,
Priya, you are.
Yeah, sir. So, your inventory increased from, I guess, 200 crores to 257 or 8 crores in FY25. What are the optimal inventory levels for a business for your cycle?
Already our inventory turnover ratio is very good, and as per the requirement and as per the market demand, we manufacture goods and we will maintain our inventory cycle in a very positive way.
Are there plans to digitalize inventory management for real time strong visibility?
Yeah, that's what I already defined. Since we are implementing various ERP systems and end-to-end integration and intelligent inventory replacement tools also to improve our stock efficiency and better inventory cycle.
Okay, and what is the average inventory turnover in gold versus diamond?
9 months, the inventory cycle is somewhere around 180 days. And for gold, it is 50 to 60 days.
Okay. And sir, a billion contributing to revenue, how do you manage billion procurement versus jewelry SKU procurement?
So, bullion procurement, we actually purchase bullions from banks and other sources where it is effectively available, price-wise, where competitive is available. And we manufacture on the regular basis whatever the designs are required by B2B clients.
Okay. And one last question, so just to understand, how do you hedge gold prices, volatility and safety during procurement cycles?
Regarding gold pricing, we use a methodology of replacing whatever we sell, we buy it back. At present, for the operations, primarily follow a replacement-driven model, where stock sold is replaced on ongoing basis. As we sell, we buy it. That is the policy what we follow. We also continue to evaluate structural hedging mechanism to manage gold prices volatility more efficiently. And place a clear, transparent hedging policy so that our price margins are not disturbed. We intact our margins.
Okay, sir. I think I'm done with my questions. Thank you so much for answering it. Basically, looking forward to contact with you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Mahesh Seth from VY Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah. So, like, the upcoming 10,000 square foot flagship showroom at NSE Bosco, which is a major expansion. So, like, what ROI and payback period do you expect from this?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. That's what we are going to start up with the new showroom with an inventory of 150 crore. And we are expecting in the upcoming years, not initially in the upcoming years, we are expecting an annual revenue of somewhere around 550 to 600 crores out of that store. So it is going to be a better ROI. And since it is a retail segment, the margins are somewhere around better than somewhere
11 to 13%. Okay, so 550 to 600 crore revenue from this showroom alone. With 12 to 13% margin, right?
Yeah. Not initially, in upcoming years, maybe by 2027.
Okay, so year after that. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And what is the like strategic rationale behind choosing show carpet again for flagship store, like given your existing presence there?
That's what, yeah, we are here from past nearly 5 decades. Our firm has been working here, and we are having a small store here already, which is going very good, and there is a huge potential in this area, and we are well known here. So we thought of starting up the showroom, and we are very optimistic about it.
Okay, so like because we'll be the same. Okay, and so how do you differentiate between this 1200 square feet current showroom experience and the upcoming large format showroom?
I couldn't get you.
I just wanted to know, like, how do you differentiate the store experience?
Yeah.
The current one and the new large format one.
Sorry, the current store, we are creating the new store with all the facility and all the requirements of the customer with car parking and what they say, all the nice ambience and good collection and premium jewelry. So all that we are adding up. We have a good footfall here in the existing store also. So this is going to give an added customer band.
Okay, got it. And one more question regarding this. So, like, this store will carry any exclusive product line for any high margin collections specific to this store only? Something planned like that?
That's what we have, and all varieties raised which are of high margins, like Kundan, Jadau, Polki, Diamond, all that is going to be a collections at the new store, and all gemstones, jewelry, everything would be there. Since it is a bigger size store, it is going to cater all type of customers.
Okay. Got it. Thank you for answering.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Subhanu from 3H Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, Alvin. Alvin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sir, our current retail margin around 9 to 10%. We are targeting 12 to 13% for next couple of years after the new store operationalized fully. What timeline we are targeting for that?
That's what, anyway, we are going to open up the showroom in next quarter, and that is January.
No, sir.
Initially, it is going to add contribution to the overall retail sales with an improved margin.
Our list 22 to 25% retail mix in the long run. Specific timeline?
That's what, initially the management have focused to reach that by 2027,
FY 27. By FY 27, we are targeting to achieve that 23 to 25% retail mix.
25% of the, yes, sir, yeah.
Okay. In Q2, my second question is, in Q2, our volume growth around 11%. In H1, what is our volume growth?
I couldn't get you, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Hello?
Yes,
this is right now?
Yeah, this is louder.
Sir, in H1, what is our volume growth in H1?
Volume-wise, we grown by 11%. As we have reduced our bullion sales, the top line shows that, but volume-wise, we have grown by 11 to 12%. Yeah.
Including bullion reduction in H1, our volume was around 11%.
Yeah.
What is our target in FY26?
FY26, our top line would be somewhere around, things goes good, we would be reaching somewhere around 2000 plus growth.
In terms of revenue growth, okay? What is our
reduction in the bullion, our volume growth will be improving. Usually better than Q1 and Q2.
Reduction in bullion, our volume growth will be improving.
Yeah. So we are focusing on an higher margin segment. No? We are giving B2B sales for ornament sales. We are improving.
Any specific volume growth guidance, sir?
Guidance?
Hello?
Yeah?
In terms of volume growth.
That's what, ornament volume, since we have achieved in H1, our volumes have increased by 12%, and it would be going to be better in H2. Hello?
I guess there is a problem with his connection. Mr. Subham, can you hear us? Mr. Subhani, if you can hear us, please respond. As there is no response from his end, we'll move forward to the next participant. Our next question comes from the line of Ishita Sen from Urban Spare Consultants. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, what is the specific differentiation strategy between the Kazanshi brand and the newly launched Vajra Diamonds by Kazanshi?
Vajra Diamonds is a brand of Kazanshi Jewelers, which is representing diamond jewelry under the banner of Kazanshi. It's a brand which is created for the proportion of natural diamonds.
So, like, with over 500 designs in the library, how do you ensure design consistency while meeting evolving customer preferences?
So, day-to-day basis, as per the requirement of the clients, we are evolving designs. As per the market demand, we are creating new designs. And as the prices are increasing, we are primarily focusing on minimal jewelry also. And for a bigger size segment, for married customers and all, we are having traditional jewelry and everything, we are working on it.
Okay, so how do you balance traditional wedding or festive jewelry with modern lightweight and daily wear categories?
That's what we have stock of all type of goods based on the demand and based on the seasonal requirements. We make a shift in the quantum of those type of jewelry.
Like, what is your blueprint for becoming a premium designed house in the next 5 years?
Since we have a very long legacy of designing products, and our product has been widely accepted all over the market, and it is liked by both the segments B2B and B2C, and we have an internal team who has been working on the designs always. So, on a longer run, our design library is going to expand. And we are going to improve our top line based on that. In the upcoming 5 years, there will be a huge growth for our design acceptance.
Okay. Do you foresee brand collaborations or partnership or celebrity-led campaigns for Vajra?
We have not made any specific brand for a brand ambassador for that, and we will, if anything required, and we will decide accordingly.
Oh, okay. So, like, how do you ensure gold purity compliance and BIS across all products consistently?
Yeah, we have a quality check department. We will check the quality of all the products, and QC check is done, and primarily and. It is defined by the BIS standards only. All products are manufactured as per the BIS standards, and it is quality certified by the authorized hallmark center.
Okay, so how do you plan to balance growth between retail expansion and strengthening wholesale?
Yeah, we have been working for a long period of time in both the segments, and as per the B2B requirements, we are producing products, and B2C requirements also, we are expanding it. And we are, all type of products which are on day-to-day basis, as for the B2B market, we have been understanding their requirements, we are producing those type of products. And for B2C requirements also, we have a huge design library, which is helping us to improve on both the segments.
Okay, I got it. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you for answering.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Good evening, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What percentage of our customers are like repeat customers?
Repeat customers in the segment, what you are talking about, B2B or B2C?
B2B, sir.
B2B, we have an, what they say, past 3 years data, if you take, we have 1,000+ clients who have been working with us. And most of the clients are repetitive. Yeah, there is a possibility that 5% customers do not continue, but major of the customers continue with us as we have a long legacy of our designs and products.
Okay, okay, sir. And sir, in Tamil Nadu, like, do you see any high growth potential in future expansion for like tier 2 and tier 3 cities? Like, what kind of market we are looking at?
Yeah, Tamil Nadu has a high potential place for the gold jewelry ornaments. And the demand for diamond jewelry is also improving now as the youngsters are preferring for purchasing of diamonds. So we do have plans of expansion. This will be defined as and when the management decides about it.
Okay. So are we planning to open stores over there also?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, okay. And so what is our like sourcing strategy for loose diamonds and certification?
Loose diamonds, actually, we procure it, we purchase both type of finished jewelry also we purchase, and we purchase loose diamonds also. And for the quality check, we have an internal team that is checking up the quality of the diamonds. And for the finished jewelry, we rely on IGI certified diamonds and GI certified. And so we purchase, procure diamonds from site holders, certified site holders, who are very what they say, supply very precise and quality diamonds.
Okay, okay, sir. And sir, do you see, like in e-commerce channel, do you see any high value curated pieces? Like, how is demand over there in e-commerce?
You are talking about the demand for diamond, high value diamond?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yeah, so we got we have demand for solitaires also. We procure it from an authorized site holders and hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we procure it from the site holders at 35 diamond only. Yes, and higher quality diamonds are only sold here. So we procure it as per the customer requirement and satisfy that.
Okay, okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Harshil Ghanshyani for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Currency Jewelers Limited. If you have any queries, you can write us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference call.
Thank you so much. Thank you everyone.
Harshil. On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.